how accreditation could help improve flight instruction. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guests are Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC. This is the organization that administers the Master Instructor program that, at this point, I guess it would be safe to say is the industry-leading source of that accreditation. The Hills originated this program idea back in the mid-90s, and we're here to talk today about a couple of things. The first topic we want to talk about is recent attention that's been called to the flight instruction industry through a pre-summit summit, I guess you would say, at AOPA last week in Long Beach, California, in which a number of industry stakeholders came together and essentially agreed in what may be a groundbreaking level of understanding and acknowledgement that there are problems in the flight instruction industry that are holding down not only pilot starts and pilot completions, but also the general aviation pilot population as a whole. We want to talk about that today and what role accreditation might play in helping turn that around. Joanne, Sandy, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Sure.
Glad to be here.
Yep.
Let's start with the role that accreditation could play. I know that I was not in Long Beach on Wednesday when AOPA had its invitation-only pre-summit summit, I guess is the best thing to call it. But apparently there was a wide acknowledgement among all present that this is a real problem. Tell us how accreditation could be a role in improving the standards of flight instruction industry-wide.
When we wrote the Master Instructor Program, our background had also come from public education. So we knew quite a bit about professional standards in that world. And in the flight instructor world, there are minimum standards set by the FAA for both obtaining and then maintaining a flight instructor certificate. We thought that those standards should be higher and that people who were already maintaining those higher standards should be recognized. So we put together what we thought would be a package of high professional standards, and folks who were just becoming flight instructors could aspire to reach those standards, and then those folks who were already doing that could be recognized.
Okay, now, I want to congratulate you on taking that approach, because I think too many times today people forget that middle ground of industry self-policing and think that the only way to improve the proficiency of people in a given industry is to call for more government regulation. This is somewhere in the middle. And how has it worked out? I guess it would be fair to ask after about 15 years of this approach, how do you think this has worked out?
I think it has worked out extraordinarily well. We never cease to be amazed at the acceptance this program has found in industry and in the FAA. When we talk about the other issues that you wish to discuss, we'll see that, you know, the FAA has for years now been coming to us with questions and, you know, asking for advice and guidance and so forth, and, you know, can you help me with this, and what do you think about that, and so forth. I think that is all a result of the reputation that this program has earned over the years.
All right, let's put it in the context of improving standards within the instruction industry. One of the things everybody brings up when this topic arises is the idea that there are airline career candidates who, I've heard the term flight instructor purgatory, mm-hmm. where they have to build a particular number of hours to get the position they want or be considered in an interview. And
right.
so we wind up with an industry in which, unlike many industries, the people who are teaching new students are the least experienced and least mature people available in the industry.
Exactly.
Now we have calls for 1,500 hours as a minimum requirement for the right seat of a regional airliner, which means, if anything, the pressures to spend more time flight instructing for people who don't necessarily want to be flight instructing will be increased.
Right.
And I guess the question would be, if we're going to turn that around, if we're going to create some kind of separation or market awareness that there are advantages to working with a career pilot or career flight instructor as opposed to a greenie, how does that mesh with professional accreditation? Will there be a special accreditation created for people who are mature in their career and have, are going to be there more than 6 weeks till they build the hours they need?
Well, the minimum requirements for a master instructor, you have to be actively involved in teaching, is one. But it has to be for a period of 4 years.
A minimum of 4 years.
Yeah, a minimum of 4 years. Now, someone can qualify with only 2 years experience, but they have to have earned the gold seal, which is one of the ways that the FAA recognizes higher standards. The gold seal is a one-time award that you keep forever, however, and does not need to be renewed like a master instructor does.
Or like a flight instructor certificate does.
Right. But in the master program, you have to do a minimum of 30 hours of continuing education, which in most professions, most professionals would be familiar with that because a doctor or a teacher or an attorney needs to do continuing education to remain in a professional status. We also encourage some creativity because they need to have so many hours in media work, which can be web work or PowerPoint programs or writing articles for journals, etc., coursework, developing courses. And they also have to do some service, which is pro bono work. So it's a bigger picture than what the FAA does require.
Well, to help it... to help the listeners put this in perspective, those who may not be flight instructors, flight instructors are required currently by the FAA to renew their flight instructor certificates every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The most common way of renewing is to take what is called a FERC, a Flight Instructor Revalidation Clinic. That FERC typically is 16 hours long, and I suppose we could make a case for that being a form of continuing education because, you know, you go in there and you listen to folks talk about new regulations and new trends and that sort of thing in the aviation education world. Now, compare that to the Master Instructor Program, where a candidate for the Master Instructor accreditation must have a minimum of 500 hours over a two-year period rather than 16 hours. Out of the 500 hours, a minimum of 30 hours must be actual formal continuing education. So our standards far exceed the FAA standards in that regard.
I'd like to add that most of the people who send in their portfolios have at least double the 500 hours.
Yeah, right.
There are very few people who send solely 500 hours.
Yeah.
Or 501 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so if in order to earn the Master Instructor accreditation, is there also a minimum number of instructional hours given?
250 hours of teaching. It can be in the airplane or in simulators.
Right. We have to define instruction or instructional. It can take any number of forms. The instruction can be done in the cockpit of an airplane. It can include such things as pre-flight and post-flight briefings. It can be teaching in a simulator. You name it. It could be teaching in a classroom, for example, doing ground instruction. So it's not just airplane-related.
Okay. I guess what I'm getting at, though, is that someone who qualifies to be a master instructor probably is not also in the profile of a time killer on the way to the airlines.
That is true. One generalization that is not in that article we sent you that in retrospect we probably should have included, the median age of master instructors is about 55. So there's a lot of gray hair in the core of master instructors.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to understand how this may work now. When we come back from the break, let's talk about how we set about making the Master Instructor Accreditation something that students look for. My guests are Joanne and Sandy Hill. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC about the value and the role of Master Instructor Accreditation in ensuring that we get competent instruction in the general aviation flight training industry. And I guess we need to move on now to if the Master Instructor Accreditation is a meaningful gauge of an instructor who is going to be capable of providing, qualified to provide quality instruction. Obviously, there's an awful lot of chain link fences around the country with a little learn to fly here sign on them.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get consumers of flight instruction to look for this and develop it into a brand that people seek out as a measure of quality flight instruction?
Well, is the question that you're asking, Paul, how does one find a master instructor?
No, I guess the question I'm asking is, how do we solve the marketing challenge? In other words, underwriters' laboratory. People for years mm-hmm. have known that if they don't see that on the back of an appliance, they need to ask some questions. How do we get to people who obviously have never been in contact with aviation, who are coming in to seek flight instruction? How do we market to them to say, look for this qualification because, you know, this is important?
That's an excellent question. I will be the first to admit I haven't an answer to that question. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to get that information out there? But I guess that presumes you know who to send it to. In other words, who's going to be taking flight lessons? And we have no way of knowing that. The analogy that comes to my mind is that when you're working with an attorney or a dentist or a doctor or even a teacher to some degree, you look for people who specialize in certain things. Generally, and it would be nice if folks had the knowledge to seek out a master instructor who demonstrably is someone who has devoted a significant amount of his or her professional career to aviation education and are committed to the act of educating others rather than building time to get in the right seat of a regional.
Well, it's interesting to note that I saw the statistic come by in something Rich Stoll wrote recently that that master instructors represent less than 1% of the instructor population, but represent a vast majority of the media work and the writing and the contributions back. So perhaps that in itself will become a marketing vehicle.
Right.
Right.
And if publications, one of the things that was talked about at AOPA Summit was that all of these groups need to work together. And so if in magazines and websites and newsletters and so forth, master instructors are highlighted and mentioned and, you know, that might get it in front of the public. But, you know, there are a few places where people wanting to learn to fly do look. A flight training magazine or mm-hmm. or on a website, Learn to Fly website, different flight schools might have, but they need to promote the people and have them stand out that they're master instructors.
And we, in our position as Master Instructors LLC, we frequently get phone calls from people who are either beginning student pilots or considering becoming a student pilot. And they ask a question similar to the one that you asked, but they aren't specific about masters. You know, where do I find a good flight instructor? How do I do that? And we direct them as best we can. You know, we have a website that lists all of the current master instructors in the world. Master instructors have come from 49 states and 7 foreign countries. So, I mean, we've got 3 master instructors in Okinawa, as a matter of fact. So, you know, they're out there, and they're relatively easy to find if you know how to look.
Right. That's kind of a stumbling block.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about supply and demand here. Are there enough master instructors in the U.S. to handle the number? If every student somehow became educated to look for that qualification, would there even be enough people to provide it?
Oh, no.
No, probably not. But master instructors are encouraged to mentor other instructors.
Right.
So the more experienced would be, and they do this, they are out there mentoring the less experienced instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need to do more of that.
In fact, SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, is beginning a mentoring program for flight instructors. One of the members of the board, Donna Wilt, a master instructor herself, has gotten a grant to put together this mentoring program. So, you know, as that grows, I think we will find the quality of instruction improving. Unfortunately, it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month. You know, it's a long-term effort to try to build this knowledge base.
Well, I appreciate all the insight you've given me and our listeners today into this topic. The other topic I wanted to discuss with you, we didn't even get to. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to bring you back tomorrow to talk about your work with the helicopter master instructor program.
Sure. That works for us.
Joanne and Sandy Hill are the proprietors of Master Instructors LLC. You can find out more at their website at masterinstructors.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.